Well, today I'm joining the artistic brigade from the U3A, at least one of them. There are many, and we'll talk about that later. I've come along to the pastel painting group, and they're beavering away in a room behind us. But I've dragged out Anthea, who's the organiser of the group. How long has it been going, Anthea?
The actual group, I don't know, it's been going for probably as long as U3A in Swindon's been going. I've been the organiser for the last 2 years.
What did you retire from?
I was head teacher.
Head teacher. Well, I've got to be on my best behaviour now.
Of an infant school.
So how many people come along here every week?
Every fortnight. We've got about 30 in the group.
And what's the standard? What's the level of expertise? Do you have to be good? Or?
No. We range from people. I was a complete beginner when I started. I'd never touched pastels. I could paint with watercolours a little bit, but I'd never done pastels.
And what about the subject matter that people paint or draw?
Could be anything. People usually bring something as a reference point, so it might be a photograph of a family member or an animal or landscape, flowers, whole range of things.
Right.
Sometimes from photographs, they're personal photographs. Sometimes it's from something out of a book or, you know, anything really that stimulates you to want to paint.
Mm. So you don't have naked ladies here?
No naked
like
ladies.
That. What a shame.
We do occasionally have demonstrators, but that's very expensive now. You're talking £140 a time for a couple of hours demonstration. So as a small group, that's quite difficult for us to do. We usually invite the painting groups to come, as other painting groups to come as well, if we do have a demonstrator. And we probably will later on in the year. But it is quite expensive to do that. So we have to think, well, as we're not a very huge group, you know, you can't charge people too much for a couple of hours watching somebody do a painting. But it is interesting and it is a good way of learning. In this group, we're not going around saying this is how to do it.
Right.
We'll help each other and people look. When we have our tea break, people will stop and have a look at what other people are doing and learn from other people, hopefully. But there's no one person who goes around and says this is how to do it.
Do you provide tea for visitors?
We do have tea
thank
for visitors
for
and
that.
Biscuits.
I'm
yes.
going to move on to Dave now. Dave, I know you've been painting for a long time.
Say probably about 7 years now.
You do lots of different paint, not just pastel.
Watercolour mainly, but I've tried other types of media. Took up pastels by default, really. I came up here one day thinking it was a watercolour class, and Dave Charlton, that used to run the class, said, well, don't go away, stay and I'll loan you a few pastels, give it a try. And I've been coming ever since. That was about 4.5 years ago, I think.
Have you always painted?
When I was at school, I used to enjoy painting. Once I started working, no, I didn't paint until I started here about seven years ago.
So after retirement, basically.
So it was after retirement, yeah.
After
retirement.
Yeah. And what sort of things do you paint? What's your favourite?
Anything and everything, but probably landscapes. But I'm moving on now to doing figures and still life. But I really want to get to grips with doing figures because they are that much harder.
By figures you mean people?
People.
So that's much tougher than nature?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Yes. Usually to get people expect a really good likeness. So when they see a picture of somebody and you're doing, especially a well-known celebrity or something like that, they like to see a likeness.
What do you get out of coming to this group?
If I didn't come to the group, I probably wouldn't paint. Companionship, meet a lot of really nice people, and the fact you can pass something on, because being a group leader, I can help other people, newcomers to the group, and it's not as hard as it looks. Probably watercolour is, but when you get pastels, it's a good way to get into doing painting pictures.
And that's here?
I think it's just the community hall.
Yeah. Yeah. And are you looking for new members? Have you got room for any new members?
Oh, yes, yes.
If I shuffled along with my ballpoint
You'd be most welcome. You'd be most welcome.
Annette, how long have you been in the group?
I think it must be about 8 or 9 years. It's some time now. As you get older, you forget how long it is, but it's about 8 or 9 years,
uh-huh.
I think.
Mm. And what benefit do you get from it?
It's just lovely meeting everybody and friendship and having a chat and getting out of yourself and just enjoy it. It's your own time. You can lose yourself for a couple of hours.
Mm. And have any of the members, is there anything sort of particularly memorable that any of the members have done?
Oh, loads of things. Dave's being very modest. And Anthea, they're both extremely good, and Dave's done some fantastic pictures. I know once, when he hadn't been doing it very long, he did an absolutely lovely picture of some Arabs on a horseback, and somebody offered to give him £250 for it, which he refused. But that just goes to show how good he is.
Yeah. I promised it to my wife.
Yeah.
What about costs for coming here? What sort of additional costs are there?
Not a lot, really. Once you've got your pastors, I mean, I'm still using the pastors that I started off with 8 or 9 years ago. They just seem to go on forever. And, I mean, you'd sometimes think, well, I'll have a change. And then I think, as Anthea said, you learn different pastors are better quality or they're softer. Also, with the paper, it does make a difference to your finished object.
So I'm really new and I'm coming for the first time and I'm going to say, just let me have a crack at it. Mm-hmm. What's it going to cost me in pastels to set off for?
Well, I think with paper and some pastels and things, I think you could do it for under £10.
Oh, right. Mm. So that's cost
Would
is
you
not...
agree?
Yeah. Cost is not prohibitive then?
No, not at all. And it does.
Do you do any other U3A groups?
I do painting together, which is the watercolour and anything else you want to do. I also do the drawing group. No, I think that's it.
But mainly it's to do with painting and drawing. Dave, what about you? Are you in any other groups?
Yes, belong to a ukulele group. Which
sounds interesting.
Very interesting. Go around and do charities, old people's homes and wherever they want to be cheered up or made miserable, I'm not sure which. But we enjoy doing that. Archery group I used to belong to, but unfortunately I've got a bad back, so I don't go to that one now, but that's thriving well.
Yeah, I gather there's a lot of people go to the archery.
There is. It's very well oversubscribed.
There are a lot of people, I should say. I saw the headmistress's eyebrows raised there when I said there is a lot. And Anthea, what about you? Are you in anything other than painting and drawing?
Yes, I belong to a travel group, which is interesting. We study a place that we're going to visit, and then we do that for 2 sessions, and then we go out on the 3rd session, so that's every other week. But so over a 6-week period, we've usually visited somewhere. Which is interesting. I also belong to strollers on a Sunday, so we walk on Sunday, and I think that's twice a month, and then we go and have lunch, which is always nice.
Of course.
I did do Italian for a while, but I decided that either my brain power wasn't quite as good as it should be, or maybe I'm never going to actually use it to that extent. So I've abandoned Italian for the moment. Thought French might be more useful.
The travel group's interesting. What sort of places do you go to?
Anywhere that's within about 2-hour journey from here, because obviously you can't go too far in a day. So we've been as far as London to the House of Parliament. We've just been to, I think what it's called, Milestones in Basingstoke, which is a really interesting museum of shops and vehicles and all that sort of thing, all linked to the area.
How do you get there?
We usually go by coach. It's a Barnes coach trip. And until recently, we've had one of Barnes's drivers who was fantastic and knew so much about wherever we were going to. I think he's retired now, so we have somebody different now. But they're always very pleasant, and yeah, it's an easy way to get there. And obviously for people who no longer are able to drive perhaps or feel confident to drive, it's a great way for them to go out for the day. Yeah, we've been to Cardiff recently, and we've been up to Birmingham, all sorts of places.
If you were talking to someone who was interested in U3A, one sentence, what would you say to them to persuade them to join U3A? Or to help them decide whether to join U3A?
I think it's absolutely the best thing you can do when you retire. Because it gives you lots of new friends, which when you've had a busy job, often you miss the social thing of work. And so that's one major thing. And also you can learn something new. And we know that's good for our brains as we get older. And I think more than anything, it is the social thing. And for some people coming that maybe live on their own and haven't got anybody else to talk to in the week, the times when they go to a U3A group are the only time perhaps they'll see anybody to talk. And I think it keeps them young. And I joined because my mother, who's now coming up for 93, isn't now a member, but was until about four
right.
years ago. And she always proclaimed how good U3A was. So as soon as I retired, I thought, this is the thing for me.
Well, thanks to all three of you for your help this afternoon. It's been very interesting. And I hope you're listening to Chris's community chat show. And thanks a lot. And as always, the details for contacting Swindon U3A are by phone on 01793 614 629, or you can email office@swindonu3a.com. www.youthreaclub.org.uk, and that's all lowercase. Or you can go to the website, which is again all lowercase, www.swindonu3a.org.uk.